The Young Publishers Network is a nonprofit global after-school program in Winston and Choctaw counties. Dr. Shade Turnipseed, a writer herself and a former English teacher for the Los Angeles Unified School District, created the YPN. The idea stems from a project she produced in California called Saving Our Babies Anthology. It's written by children that offer insights to adults about how to love and support children of the 21st century. Their literary contribution was such a success that Turnipseed decided to return home to Ackerman, Mississippi, to give children from the Magnolia State the same opportunity.
They had so much pain in their faces and in their voices, and they were struggling to just cope. No one there to give them a hug. You know, no one there to just really just say, baby, you okay? How was your day? And so with that, I just had them start to write poetry about what they were truly feeling. And if they had something to say to the adults in the world, in their community, in their homes, in their schools, what would it be?
Clarice Norton, a junior at Louisville High School, is a member. Clarice expresses her feelings by sharing a rap poem she wrote called The Story, a message of what she thinks adults need to hear.
For many years I tried to tell you, but you would not listen. You showed me no respect, so none was given. You paid me no mind, so I was left for myself. Me and the Lord above, not a friend right or left. And I asked God many nights, why must I be in such pain? I'm only a child, I have so much to gain. I had no one to talk to. I suppressed all my anger until I just exploded and anyone there was in danger. I cried every day, every morning and night. And to contain my tears, I had to put up a fight. I hated being weak. I tried my best to be strong. The tears kept coming without a shoulder to lean on.
The meaning of this narrative is one many children, some as young as 10, try to express. But when they feel they're being ignored, they become very angry. Many communicate it through actions, such as taking drugs, abusing alcohol, and committing crimes. In fact, a U.S. Census report states that in the last 11 years, juvenile crime has increased 48%. Turnipseed says that is where the Young Publishers Network steps in and teaches kids how to channel that negative energy and express it through positive art forms.
You know, it allows them to have an outlet that, you know, whether anybody understands it or not, it allows them to explain it to themselves. You know, what they're thinking, what they're going through, the different confusions that only a teenager has, you know. So it offers them an opportunity, really, to find their own way and find the balance and make sense of the world.
YPN has two sister chapters in Nigeria, Africa. Through the YPN's email pen pal program, Anastasia Cook, an 11th grader at Ackerman High School, is learning that other teenagers located a half a world away are concerned with the same issues.
I've never been one to just tell people what I'm thinking. That's always been kind of difficult for me. So when I realized that I could write it on paper is kind of an epiphany, because I was always getting into trouble. You know, because they didn't understand. They didn't seem to understand. So I just wrote it down in a little journal, and I was okay.
The YPN members are also learning the value of community outreach, how to write business plans, and how to negotiate contracts, all skills they will need to publish their first book of poetry called My Castle, written by Anna Cook.
To speak it is forbidden. To feel it is surely the worst form of sin. Left unspoken, it bears the children of resentment from the seeds of jealousy and anger. It destroys the lives of those in which it thrives. It provokes prejudice in even those with the strongest of will.
Anna's book, My Castle, will be released this fall, and Clarice Norton debuts her first play called Don't Judge Me this coming weekend at the YPN Literature Festival.